Oh, okay. That money came. Good.
I'd like to open the February 13th, 2018, meeting of the Jerusalem Township Board of Trustees. I request a moment of silence, and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You guys gotta sign that too, Joe.
Who passed away, Dave?
Who's it on? Bob.
Paul?
He used to live next to me. He lives down in Reno now.
Or did.
Roll call?
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Present.
Bo Miller.
Present.
Joe Kiss.
Here.
Roll call complete.
Okie doke.
I guess, did everybody read the minutes from 1-23-18?
I did.
The only thing I didn't like about them, Joel, was you put personnel... personnel stuff there, you know?
I don't know where I put them at now.
But, yeah, that's right. We're not supposed to say personnel. It's in there. Yeah, right there, see.
You should probably stay lying on the executive session. Or
yeah. I'll give you that later. I got
okay.
It in my...
Oh, that's something you went from.
Yeah, right here. I had them right here.
This is going to throw the book at me.
Yeah, right here I put... Employee relations or
okay.
Something like that.
That.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I so move that we approve the minutes from 1-23-2018.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry.
Okay, Joel, you're on. Fiscal officer's report.
Right. Quite a bit tonight, so I do apologize. In your packet of goodies is a couple documents. I guess we'll start with the easy ones. Let's do a fund status report. Pooled investments at Star Ohio is $572,380.34. Checking account at Krogan, $191,621.22. That's our fund status report, which you should have a copy there amongst your piles of papers. So also, we're going to need to have adopt a resolution for permanent appropriations, which also in your packet you're going to have kind of a summary page that's going to be listed. That's the thick packet in your packet of stuff, the appropriations budget, as well as there is a summary page which matches the thicker one called the comparison. It's the legal page. Comparison of budget and
appropriations.
Yep. So that's going to mimic or match that larger packet that you have there, Bo, in your hand. Just as a summary, so I have this on the recording. Appropriations. Just going to go down these dollar amounts, and this follows very much with your fund status report. For the general fund, we're appropriating $341,850. Motor vehicle tax, $16,000. Gas tax, $183,000. I'm sorry. Road and bridge, $454,900. Cemetery, $26,750. Fire, $516,500. Recreation, $106,300. Permissive motor vehicle tax, $40,000, lighting assessments for Curtis and Bono. Curtis, $1,100, Bono, $600. Total permanent appropriations, $1,270,450. Those are big numbers. So anyways, it's a lot, but that's why I gave you the two versions there. The summary page and then the breakdown.
What'd you come up with? 1 million what?
You look on your last page of your appropriations budget. That's going to be page number 8. You'll see two special revenue are the levies, $1,270,450.
Right.
I could move to approve the appropriation budget as read to, as you read it. How's that?
Okay. You
want to? Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. I guess we'll do that because I have the warrants to go over. This is a big one.
Yeah.
So we'll get that one.
Better do something.
So, okay. So Dave Bench made the motion, seconded by Joe Kiss. Okay. Roll call. Bob Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Dave Bench made the motion and Joe Kiss seconded. I'll start doing that.
That's okay. Okay. So also tonight we're paying bills, quite a few. In your warrants number 16267 through 16347, totaling $93,475.80. That's the big pile of checks we're still working on there, but those are the warrants for, and that's actually warrants starting from the beginning of the month, so not all of them were from tonight, but back from February 4th.
I see you got caught up in all the zoning. And
there was quite everybody. A few.
Yeah, it's quite.
Yeah.
Got caught up in a lot of stuff.
Some of them I paid earlier in the month, I mean, because they were credit card payment due. So, closing the old credit card, and so we had to make that whole.
Chief, one of the biggest thing in here is the Stryker cot, obviously.
That is correct.
And that workman's comp grant we got only covered one.
That's correct.
And that was for what, the new, didn't, I mean, did, was
went,
that?
It went towards the, it doesn't really matter. To my knowledge, it doesn't matter. We have to show what, that we want to.
Right.
And, to them.
Okay.
So we need the evidence of that.
And the warrants yet to.
And we will get, we're getting reimbursed.
We've got
reimbursed. Oh, we have that. Okay.
Yeah, the check has already been deposited to the township for the sum of $40,000.
Okay. Does he need a motion still?
No. You can do the fund.
Well, I already read the fund status report at the beginning.
Okay, so we're ready then.
Yeah, for those two warrants and fund status.
Okay, so we could. I so move that we approve the payment listings and the fund status as read by Joel.
Second.
Okay. Roll call. Bill Miller?
Yes.
Joe Kiss?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carried.
David Bench made the motion. Joe Kiss seconded.
Okay. One other thing to review is they're called then and now purchase orders. The then and now purchase orders are purchase orders 1-2018 through 3-2018. The then and now purchase orders are for three specific payments. That's because these things were purchased.
Where's those at?
Those will be listed in your payment report. their separate checks that you would have signed, and then it's that thick one. Yeah, it's that one. What those three are for, the power cot for Stryker, $42,229.43. That was a, we had an invoice of September last year, so. The computers for the fire department, $10,000, $10,639.44, as well as fire department boots for the members, $6,389.86. So.
Where's the boots at? I got Stryker and them. Stryker's here.
Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix is the
boots. And the okay. Group Mobile. Those three are lumped there.
Okay.
Yep. And they're actually listed as a type AW, actually. Yeah. So they're in the warrant listing as payment, but because they're that are now a purchase order, it has to be approved. A motion for the then and now purchase orders 1-2018 through 3-2018.
I so move we approve them as read.
Okay. Second?
I'll second it.
Roll call. Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Dave Bench made motion. Bo Miller. Second it.
I'll make sure I have everything since it's quite a bit with permanent appropriations, purchase orders, loans. It's my report. If we have any questions, that would be a...
Any questions?
Everything's getting stabilized?
Yeah, we got quite up a bit tonight. There was a lot, but we had some past dues we needed to address. And I mean... Some were just expensive, like the cot, or the gas bill was quite a bit higher, obviously, time of the year. But
really good.
Looks good, though.
Do we have to watch so they don't turn the gas off tomorrow? Because they don't know the check's coming. Kevin?
We could.
It might be your job.
No, we call them, but I yell at Tony, make sure he closes the door right away in the fire station. It just goes right out.
Anything else?
I don't know.
Everybody else? Okay.
Go.
Do you want to make a motion for you?
I'll make a motion. We approve the fiscal officer's report as read.
I'll second it.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you.
Joe Kiss made the motion. Bo Miller seconded it. Mr. Parcelletti, the fire department's up.
Well, good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. Be careful of that flu bug. It's nasty. It doesn't seem to ever go away. On a safety note, we're going to be experiencing a thaw here, and obviously ponds and creeks are going to, you know, be thinning out. You know, and that's always an unsafe condition on any waterways like that. So. But on the plus side, we hosted a ice rescue training class, which three of our officers, or two of our officers and our engineer attended. They are now certified as instructors for the ice rescue training. And I believe that because we hosted the class, there was like 18 attendees student fees for ours were covered under the because we were able to host it. So a lot of compliments go out to the guys that attended the class. You know, we had, you know, kind of nasty weather the whole time, and yet they went through it. So part of it was a couple days of classroom and a day of working out on the ice at Maumee Bay State Park. So a lot of hard work, and but we appreciate them to be able to bring back that training to the rest of the department. We received our annual grant our, every indication is that we are receiving our annual grant from the state of Ohio. This will cover the cost of the EMT training for last year for our participants. It covers, we purchased another blanket warmer, so both of our medic units will have blanket warmers now, which is nice for any of our patients. For the first cot that we purchased from Stryker, did not have the, it had a handrail kit, but it didn't have the wing handrail kit. This provides better comfort and better adjustment for patient size. So that is, our engineer put that on, along with Don Murray, they installed that, and that's ready to go. Currently, our medic, our new medic 32 is currently with Burgess Ambulance. There's several things that were recalled and repairing. One with the, one of the rear windows on the vehicle didn't seal properly, and so they removed and replaced the glass and the seal on that. The other part was the computer is the biggest holdup. The computer periodically would go into a upgrade mode, and then it would lock the users in the back of the rig to be able to adjust their lighting or their heat or anything. We also had some issues with some automatic door locks, so the only thing holding us up right now is the computer at this point. So I expect the vehicle to be back this week. It's all recall and repairs, warranty work. I did receive another quote for the floor drain system. I'll present to you guys. This one was from Rudolph Libby Company. It's a considerable, much higher than the first quote that we received from, help me?
Clark.
But it's a very thorough quote. But, you know, so far that's all I have. I don't have a third one yet. I haven't figured out who to call next to try and get a third one. I'll work on that and see what I can get for someone to provide us a third quote. So if anyone has a suggestion of a licensed contractor, then let me know and I'll give them a call. The department received a nice compliment from a resident on some activity for when the department had to assist her husband for some illness, and it was just nice to hear that from the resident, that she was very grateful for the service that was provided. Other than that, everything's been going pretty good. Still managing a lot of EMS runs and doing the best we can with what we've got. Other than that, that's all I have. Oh, sorry, one more. I did get that.
You did get it.
The for public officials, March 22nd, there's a class EOC 101. So all of you trustees are also invited. Mr. Bench called me about it today and said that he had received it, and I just hadn't seen it in my email, so I came in later tonight. Tonight we're hosting the, we have the Cub Scouts in our building tonight, and we also have the tractor buses.
You're full.
Who's using the tractor club using the hall here?
No, the Cub Scout in our classroom. The Boy Scouts are using the little lounge.
They're all
satisfied.
Gotcha.
There was a small group of
Boy Scouts. Oh, we have the food pantry in here.
Yeah, because we have food pantry in the meeting room.
Anything else?
That's all I have.
Where's the number at on this, the quote? Oh, right here, I see it.
Yeah, it was quite a bit. What was it, 7,000?
Yeah,
or just over
7,000.
7,300, I think. Is that what it was, Kevin? 7,300 or something? And they're over 12.
Big difference.
Yeah.
13.
Thank you, Chief.
Okay. Thank you, Tony.
No. Move on to the rec department. Mike.
Okay. Programming, volleyball still going on. A few more weeks there. Basketball should be done this week, so that's we did have an issue at Wynn Gym. There was some damage at the in the one of the doors, and I was the one who found it. The door is broken. Somebody tried to break into the equipment room. So I've been dealing with that for the last couple of days with Dean Sandwich and the maintenance guys. And
when was this?
It was between Thursday evening and Monday morning. So sometime over this weekend. So it's probably a couple thousand dollars of damage. And
wow.
We're dealing with that. So we think we have it narrowed down to a couple of different teams. And see where that goes. So we've been dealing with that for a while. Couple days. So that's hopefully we'll be glad when basketball's over. So flag football and spring soccer are registering now, and then as soon as that's over, the t-ball are in softball and baseball and coach pitch and all that will start. Now I did do a few things here. I did get a hold of True Green and I got all of our estimates. They went to a new system. So I thought it was the end of January, how we talked last time. And actually now they send it out at the end of January because they changed the way they do their books. And during that time, they did find an error on our payments. I got the check from Joel. This is an overpayment that the township made. Apparently when we got the bill, we paid the full price and not the discounted rate. And we always try to get that discount.
Yeah, we always did. Money.
So this was from 2016. And it's $127.50. So I'll just give this back to Joel, and then he can deposit that. While I was going through there, the first thing she sent me was the for all of the offices and the cemetery. So I do have that here, and which I'll be more than happy to hand that to Kevin or whoever wants that. So I have that here. And the next order is, we talked about adding the other, the front part, the west and east side of the diamond, or the, you know, when you pull in. I did get a quote with that. We paid about $1,800 last year. With those two pieces added, the quote that I have is $4,453.
For what now, Mike?
When you pull in the main,
yeah,
we only did around the baseball diamonds. We didn't do the east and west when you pull in. We did it one time last year, if you remember, we did it towards the end of the season. And that is the price I have.
For fertilizing?
Yes. It's $10.90 each time they put it on. And it'll be three times. So I don't know what
that seems significantly increased. What the deal? That's way higher, isn't it?
Well,
way higher.
I went back and I looked at the what we paid last year when we fertilized that one part.
How much was that?
It was about $600. So if you double that, that would be, yeah. So I don't know what you want me to do with it. If you want me to go somewhere else and get another price, or if we want to.
Was there a reason why we're having that all that? I mean, that's just field. I mean, it's
the when you pull in, the east side is used, so that needs it more than the west side would need it. So I would probably cut that in half. You know, that $1,000 would turn it to $545 versus the $1,090. So
wouldn't hurt, Mike. You know, who does Oregon have?
They use True Green.
True Green.
But I can look another commercial company.
Wouldn't hurt.
And get a
do you
price.
Guys do it?
Why don't we get a price through Warnke and get a price through Maumee Bay Turf? Then you got three quotes on it for three fairly local individuals. Because that jumped way too much for what they're going to cover.
Sure seems like it.
It seems awfully high to me, too. That's why I did not pursue any of it until I...
Yeah, that's a big jump.
Yeah, big
jump. You need to look at that.
Okay.
So let's try and get a couple other numbers and see where the situation, the issue's at.
So the one for the offices and the cemetery, should I just give that to Kevin? Does he do, or does the Joel want it?
Well, I'd like to stay.
Yeah,
we'd
like to
see it.
Yeah.
We gonna have them quote this too, Warnke's.
They all. Well, we can. Sure.
Warnke's in Maumee Bay, have them do it all.
As long as they're quoting that, they might as well. Cause we haven't.
If you.
Might as well quote it all.
You're going to
call
and then just tell them, do that, and then
Now, what exactly do they do? The cemetery and just the offices around here? The lawn around here?
Yep. Correct.
Okay. Okay. I will...
What's your address, too?
How far do they go over that way, Kevin? They go...
Pole barn, and they get the septic system behind the pole barn, that square grass, basically, that goes from the tower fence all the way across the...
In the back of the pole barn, too? Okay.
Yep. Okay, so... Pole barn to the septic and behind the pole barn. Okay. I will call it every month. It did seem awfully high.
I hate fertilizers.
I have...
Didn't we do that ourselves one time when you...
We did it ourselves actually a few times. And I think we did it once or twice a year, Dave.
Didn't you buy the fertilizer from somebody? And
we had Helena do it.
We had Helena
when they,
do
when
it.
They, when we spread the big fields there when they first got it, they might have did it once. I think we had them come and spread it, you know.
Why couldn't they do it again?
I guess I could ask them.
Okay, I'm just curious. I remember we had somebody do it that saved us some money. And
I don't know if they put the... I could call them, too. They could see if they put the broadleaf weed in, too, if they would, or... I could ask.
I mean, they got to be around. It wouldn't be that, yeah.
Well, I do have the mixture that they use. He sent me that in an email, so I have that information if you need that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that. They never did send it to me.
He said he sent it to you.
Never saw it.
Okay. All right, well, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Or have him resend it. Okay, moving on here. I did talk to Brian Conaway a few times about our bench, and he emailed me that says the estimated ship date is 2/15/18, and the chief tells me it's already here. So.
Oh, yeah.
It arrived, yeah. It came to our station, and I talked to Mike, and I took it over and stored in the locked barn next door. It was just convenient to...
Yeah.
I just wanted it out because we had classes going on over the weekend.
Good.
So we will get a thank you card, and we'll sign it and have you guys sign it. He did send me the invoice for the bench, and he did get us the anchoring kit. It was like $514 so that's a very generous gift. So, okay, and as I talked about last time, I did write a scope of work for the Joe Burke Park, and this is what I've come up with. The whole playground, get new mulch. And I did go out there and take a rough estimate, and I did take those measurements to Gladio to get the mulch price.
Wrong kind of mulch.
They do the playground mulch, and he mentioned what they would put on the playground. It's not the colored stuff, and it's not the
is it a double ground mulch? It's supposed to be a triple ground hardwood mulch.
It's a hardwood mulch, and it does not have the dye yet. Once again, I think this price is high. He said we can probably get a contractor price. The price on the mulch, he figures we need 37 yards, and it's $1,359 for the mulch.
I've been talking to Lake Erie Tree Service on that mulch, and they may be able to do that for us, but I have not got a price yet.
Okay.
You said it's how many yards?
37. And the price per yard that he gave me was $36.75, and he says he couldn't give me the contractor price, but he said that it would be a few dollars off of that.
I'd pay less than that.
Yeah. Seems high too.
Yeah.
Is that delivered and everything, or?
That is not delivered.
Okay.
He mentioned delivery. They couldn't fit it all in their truck. I said, well, we have a bigger truck. Yeah. We could probably. If you want me to call the Lake Erie, I will.
No, I'll continue dealing with him on that mulch because I've already talked to him.
Okay. Yeah, but definitely.
Do you want a certified playground mulch? There's actually a state. It's actually a thing. There's a state certification for it.
Yeah, there is a thing. The hardwood is what we want with no dye in it.
Yep.
So that's what we're mainly looking for.
Okay.
So.
And they get that mulch through. Airport Highway at Old Airport.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
The school started buying it through the forestry department.
Yeah. The city of Toledo. They do it too.
So that's where I was at. While I was there, I did get a quote for the paint, and that's, you know, pretty inexpensive. So that's the next thing on the list, to paint the swing set. There's a swing broken, we replaced the swing. And that paint is, you know, $33 a gallon. The swing, I did look up, it's about 70 bucks, so those are pretty inexpensive items. Paint the basketball poles and put the new nets on them. Install the bench, which we can do that for nothing. And still exploring picnic table options, a mountable picnic table. So that's where I'm at with that. Unless you have anything else, I will add to that or take anything away or whatever you would like done with that.
I picked up a couple of playground stuff and I threw them in your mailbox.
Okay.
You might not have saw them yet, but when I was down there, I said, I might as well get my couple of them.
Okay. I looked at that too, that guy.
With the rubberized benches and the mountable ones, there's what you're talking?
I don't know. I just grabbed the books.
I'll definitely take a look at it.
How big is that piece? Is that an acre?
Where?
Jover Park.
It seems to be bigger than that.
Two parcels together, I think it's an acre.
And another thing, when I was out there over the last few weeks, looks like a lot of people are driving in that approach and like going in there. I was thinking maybe if we took some of those railroad ties and put them across there, if that would help any of that.
That's a good idea.
Because if you go out there, I mean, obviously there's been some trucks out there, definitely four-wheelers and everything else, but there's been some bigger vehicles out there that do not belong on that piece of grass there.
We used to have a stockade gate up there, and we bought the light farm gate. We could buy the commercial gate and put up there, or just something as simple as some heavy cable with orange or yellow tubing on it like they do a lot of places. That would look a lot nicer than junk railroad ties piled up in front of the park that you're going to do all this stuff to and
I think the gate would pick those up and they'll be in the ditch. I think the gate would be the nicest option, you know, that way when they need to get in there to mow or whatever, they can pull the truck in there and lock it back up, and so I can look into that.
It's a heavy stockade gate. We had the light one in there. It lasted for almost 10 years.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had to take it off, bring it back, and weld it and straighten it a couple times.
So I will explore those things and come back to you next time. Okay. And I also did work on the scope work for the new baseball diamond proposed. What I did is I found the one from our old diamonds that we put in, and I just pretty much mirrored that. And I have it written up here. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. Also, I did put on there that we would have the fresh stone added to the two existing diamonds and have that re-graded out. And I think if we could have those guys do that while they're out there, it might save time and a
few bucks. Efficient.
Do you have two more diamonds?
One more
put in?
Yes. And actually, I did print off an aerial view of the diamond. And as you can see, there's our pole barn, or the building. When you pull in this way, here's a smaller diamond. And we will put another smaller diamond right here.
Over there.
And so that way, this area would be opened up for down the road, possibly a batting cage. Or some other kind of leaves that spot open. I think that would kind of enclose that area and leave that available for that kind of stuff, which I think would be optimal. So that's what we're thinking. So what it would do, it would mirror everything. This little diamond, this exact thing would be right there.
Right there.
So it would look.
They're using the small diamond more?
The small diamond is 3-1 probably. Yeah.
T-ball, coach pitch.
Yeah, softball as well. So those all three use the same size diamond. A lot of times people don't, the little guys don't want to use the big diamond because they get lost on the diamond. You can't tell where, you know, the outfield and second base is in the middle of the field. You know, so the, yeah, definitely the smaller diamond. So that's what I've come up with. If there's anything missing, I know we did talk about seeding the whole area, which that is needs to be done. I don't know if you want me to. What do you, you want me to write something to have a bid out, or how do you want me to pursue this?
I don't know, Kevin. You want to reseed that again ourselves, or
what's that?
The grass over at the ball fields. If we go over and rent that one from Industrial Equipment, or
run over what's existing, is that what you were?
Yeah.
Well, and the newer, and when we.
Well, the newer.
When we put stone in, yeah. So I don't know if you want me to.
Oh, we don't want to do that, probably. You better have somebody else do that, huh?
Okay, so I have it written in there, and I'll just keep that.
Yeah.
I'll put the same mix that they had.
Who are you going to have do that, laser it in that?
I do you want me to put out the bid, or do you want me to just get quotes from a couple pieces of people, or are these?
Yeah. There's some people in Woodville that do it, I know, and then you could get Maumee Bay and just get two of them. And
okay. I will.
We can have him.
Bamie does it too. I mean, we might even be get a good price out of Roy.
Okay.
If you got Roy's number.
What did they do with all the dirt? How far do they excavate that down?
4 inches. So they'll fill that with 4 inches, and then they'll grade where the pitcher's mound would be.
And we're going to have them keep all that, the dirt here?
Oh, yeah.
Stays definitely here? I mean, that
stays here.
They're not going to haul that out. That
no.
stays?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that will stay.
We'll put it on the dike. That's where we always put it all, back there, back of the homes there,
yeah.
Bo.
Mm-hmm.
We built the dike. It's kind of nice there. There's a buffer between all the homes and the field then.
Okay.
Yeah, that's to stay on the
property. Not unless we get a permit from you.
No, it still has to stay. The building code says that anything has to stay on site.
Looks good.
So I'll call Roy and I will
Maumee Bay. And who did you say who the other one was in Woodville?
Abish Brothers.
Okay.
I'd like to quote it.
Oh god.
Warnke?
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 Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And I got one last thing. I was going through that building and to make room for the chief, and it's kind of cleaned up and organized. I did a little research on the football helmets. The shells of the helmets are expired, but we can salvage the cheek pads are interchangeable and the face mask. Face masks have a longer warranty or a longer lifespan. I'm not going to take them apart. I'm going to just keep them in there, and if we ever need pieces, utilize those. More likely the only the pads, the removable pads, not the innards. So those are probably stay, and then the baseball helmets I think will be pitched. So once it gets warmer, I'll go in there and write all that out for you guys and give that to you.
So. We're not passing out football equipment here. That'll go through Oregon, right?
Well, we kind of put everything together, and then it's done over there at one time. Before it was done over there and over here, and it was not as efficient. So I take some stuff over there, and it all is done over there.
Does it stay there, or does it come back?
It comes back.
Oh, it does.
It's our equipment. It's labeled.
Drew. Okay.
Yeah, so it's ours, and it will be remain ours. Yeah, they got a JRC on it, and Drew's on record.
Okay.
So, yeah, we don't get it. Yeah, so. And then, this for you. And I have this for you.
Oh.
And that's all I have for this evening.
I'll look at that later. Thank you, Mike.
Yes.
Appreciate it. I guess we'll move on to the zoning inspector's report. Linda?
All right. As far as January goes, no permits. Doldrum month there. February this month so far, I've got one gentleman redoing his pond on Corduroy Road, and then I had a couple come in and they've purchased a lot from Phyllis Pfeiffer Bickford over on Beeler. So they're looking at building a new house over there.
Good.
I sent out the demolition packets for the Dyke Road and Roberta Drive. I sent them to four. I sent them to Blasi Truck Service and Excavating, Jensen Construction, Pascal Bin, and Belcover. I don't know if you want me to send them to anyone else. I could.
It's enough.
See what those four come back as. All right, land use plan. I did, we've been talking about this a long time, and we've got the two bids from Pogermeyer and Revel, and they're all just over $20,000. I did call Bill from the Plan Commission from Lucas County. Spencer Township had made the same phone call I did, in that that's a lot of money, and we don't have the money to do it. And he basically said, you need to do it right. I wouldn't do it all in-house. They do not have enough time to do it, although they are soon going to hire another person. So he's like, don't do it yourself. We can't help you, but we might be able to help you. So he recommended, and I kind of recommend this too, I think we all need to get together on the same page and maybe try to schedule a meeting. He's willing to come out and talk through it. So we just need to find a direction where to go. He is very adamant that we really need to do something to update things and go through the process. So, and technically we're supposed to do it every 10 to 12 years. The last time in 2001, it cost us $16,000. So that's a little bit of history. So I don't know if you're willing to, for me to schedule a meeting, if we want to try to do it during the day. I hate to pull Bill out at night.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't like it either. I mean, he works up there 8 hours and gets to come out for another meeting.
I can do during the day, if you can get something set up.
Yeah, we could do it.
Morning? Better?
Just doesn't matter.
Okay. Before 3.
4-3. All right, I will call them back and see what we can do. Okay, we had a property at, it's our property, 413 North. I noticed this last year, but I pulled it up again because we're actually trying to sell our properties. So the tax value is listed as $13,500. And the lot next to it is 1,000, and the lot on the other side is 1,000. So there's something wrong there. And so I filled that wonderful online form out, and there's a meeting on the 22nd that I need to go to get them to revise that and change that. Because we won't be able, I mean, we wouldn't be able to really sell it at that. Nobody's going to buy it at that value.
Is that the property at North and Corduroy?
Yeah, it's two, it's like the second lot in.
Okay, that had a house and a garage on it. Now, I bet you it's still showing a house and a garage on it.
Yeah.
That's probably why the tax value is like that.
So I got the Aries view of it. I'll take that with me when I go. Because there's definitely not Aries view then.
No.
So yeah, it just never got done. Land bank. So we're trying to get rid of properties, but we're going to try to obtain two more properties. And I really like this one. It's 526 Howard and 558 Howard.
South of North.
It's close to Henry.
Oh, that's north.
So it's more north.
The wooded lot.
Right next to
the ground. It's the wooded lots.
Is that the one with the guy building with no basement or crawl or anything there that everybody knows? It's right by there.
Might be close to there, but they're open lots.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We actually own a lot that would be adjoining. one of these lots. And then as I was researching, another lot next to it owned by the same company, or it's an LLC. They're behind in taxes like $3,000. So it's a IDOB Enterprises, IDOB, and they're out of Temperance. And they bought a lot of properties in our township. And now they are kind of defunct, so they bought them and they didn't pay the taxes. So I need a purchase agreement signed by you all, if you're willing to accept those two lots, and they're going to try to add the third one. So what would be nice about this is we would actually own four lots in a row. And then we need to look at how you want me to disperse those, because that's a lot more value than what they would be separate. So if you're willing to accept the two for the land bank, I need signatures, and then they'll do the process of foreclosure, which takes up to a year.
Yeah. I get four.
Oh, yeah.
On the east side.
It's right by that guy in the corner that built that funny looking setup that looks like it's built right to the ground. That we've all, it looks like he, yeah, yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We gotta do one though, if we're signing it, yeah.
And I don't know, you probably should do a motion.
Yeah.
That's 413.
No.
562 and 558 Howard.
562 and what?
558.
I guess I so move that we try and get 562 lot and 558 lot from the land bank, and that's those are on Howard, right?
Yeah.
I'll second that motion.
Roll call. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
So along with that, the opposite side, I have a purchase offer for the property at 613 Westmore, which the tax value is $400, and that is the offer that I received. So if you wish me to move forward on that one, I can.
A neighbor wants it?
Yeah.
Westmore. Oh, and Temple and that?
Westmore is Larry Stanton's driveway, but it's at the north end.
Yeah.
Well, it's all the way over there.
Mm-hmm.
He owns the adjoining farm. If that tells you anything.
Am I allowed to ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah, go on.
So the township would be buying, or this one that she's talking about now is here, the township is selling this property, right?
Correct.
This is one that we own. So just curious, what was the cost of what the township paid for the property? Or did we just acquire it?
We just acquired it.
Okay, so there was no monies. But on the one previous, on the Howard, the township would be purchasing these at the tax values?
No.
No.
The land bank, the Lucas County Land Bank forecloses on them.
Okay.
And then the taxes, because they owe so many taxes, nobody could ever want to put it back into a useful purpose again. So then the taxes are waived, and they give it to us.
Okay. So the township doesn't pay anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Because then I heard someone say in the audience that this property butts up to gravel, so possibly eventually Grotto may say, make an offer to purchase this property from the township.
Or anybody could buy it, yeah.
Anybody.
I just I'm trying to capture it all.
Yeah, I send the letters to all the adjoining landowners.
Okay, thank you.
See if they want to purchase.
And then they can get into a little bit of a bidding war.
They could at some point.
If it's more than one person wants it, so.
Okay.
We're basically just doing the legwork part of it.
And offering it to.
To get it to somebody that can use it.
That will pay taxes on it.
Get some tax money out of it, yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
And Kevin doesn't have any.
Do you need a motion for this one?
Yeah, so you need a motion for that, you said?
We don't need a motion for that one, do we, Linda?
Yeah, to sell it.
I would. To accept.
Oh, to accept, yeah.
$400.
Oh, there is. That's right. There is an offer for it. So.
Yeah, at 613 Westmore.
Go on.
I'll make a motion that we accept the offer for 613 Westmore of $400 from the offerer.
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Joe Kiss made the motion. Bo Miller seconded. Once in a while, I remember.
And I had turned the paperwork into the Oregon prosecutor for two properties a couple months back, and she was on maternity leave, so I finally got the word that they're processing those two right now. So those will be court cases soon. And that's all.
I had a complaint on house on Alzal. I'm pretty sure we have that one on the radar. Somebody said there's a roof falling in on Alzal, and the one, what's her name, Lisa Cook. Was it Lisa Cook told me that there's a house on Alzal that the roof is exposed, falling in, and bad. Is that one on our list?
It should be. There is one.
I think it's on our list. I told her I think it's on one of our...
Been there for 15 years.
I know it. That's got to be the same one. Ooh. She said that's getting pretty rough. I haven't driven by it in a while. Anything else? No.
Nope, that's it.
Anything else, you guys?
Nope, I'm good. Thank you, Linda.
Yep, thank you. Okay, Kevin, you finally get up. Maintenance department report.
Roads, we did get the work started back. Have not got the significant bill yet. I'm sure it's going to be pretty pricey. What had happened to the truck is it knocked out the PTO and the hydraulic pump when the spline failed on the pump. American Enterprises did it for us. They did put a rush on it, and we did get it back prior to the weekend where, obviously, we needed it quite a bit. But that is a common thing with the internationals, the way they run and idle. They knock the pumps out, and this time it also took the PTO with it. So far this year, we're up to 140 ton of salt used. And the snow gun over the weekend was basically no problems. Everything went well with it that I've heard, unless you three heard some complaints on something we did or didn't do. All the mailboxes are still standing. Had to replace one spring on the plow on the F550 that had failed. I also bought a second one, so I don't have to run all the way to Avco to get the part. We'll have one on hand for it. We've been doing tractor service in between the snows. We're about a quarter of the way through that for the spring. The haul, more of a question, is there any interest on rekeying the building? We haven't rekeyed it since Dave and Joe, since you guys started. We rekeyed when you guys first came in, and we haven't done anything with any of the locks since. I will tell you with the Medco system, it's probably going to be pricey. I can get a price on it through McElhaney's. That's who does the work.
What's the concern?
I'm just asking.
Just longevity?
Time. I can account for most probably all the keys but one that I never got returned, but it is not a key that will get you into the office or the shop. It'll only get you into the pole barn. Everything out there is too big to carry away.
We don't have any theft issues or any suspicious activity of any sort.
Nope.
Any unlawful entries that you just don't know about? I don't see spending the money either.
You don't either.
Unless we had some kind of problem going on.
Just question for you guys.
What about you, Bo?
I don't want to spend the money.
Okay.
Rebuilt one of the battery backups in the office, so Linda quit unplugging it because it was beeping. Got two new batteries and put in that. Cemetery, Lake Erie Tree Service did finally get over and got the three trees across the front of the cemetery that were dead. And those are gone, and also they ground the stumps. Issued three deeds, which you guys signed for me prior to the meeting. Those will be mailed out tomorrow. I had a cremation certificate from back in 2012 that we could never find where they were ever put. Today, did some more looking and paid a little more attention to the backside of the cremation certificate, and I found Mitt Foyle from Walker's name on it. I called him after a little bit of tracking. We did find out the grave location, everything where it's at. So that has been corrected in our records. That would have been the transition of Julie and Don, that somebody didn't record that. It was never in the books or anything. But, and that was the only one, other than the next one I'll tell you about, that we knew of human remains. That's the only one we know of. We did, 4 years ago, we found a can sitting in the grass in line with the headstones that had a seal on it, but you couldn't read the seal, and it was ashes. Almost got thrown away during our clean-off. Well, Mitch helped me with that today. It's actually an animal remains. It's in a little flowered can, and that's how they do the animal humanes. When they cremate them, they put them into a decorative flower tin like you would pass out with candy or something in it. So that's also been taken care of. So as far as I know, our books are clear on that stuff now. Everything's where it needs to be. But it was just weird. I've had them sitting in the shop waiting. And finally, with Mitch today, he was very good help from Walker Funeral Home in Genoa. He walked me through it and told me how to find out about it. Give me the place out in Waterville to call. And I called him, and we figured it out. So that's also taken care of. The new price lists for 2018 have been distributed to all the funeral homes. Right after we changed the price at a funeral through Eggleston's, which had not got the new price list. They'd already quoted the family our old opening and closing costs. So I waived the new one for that because I had not got them. So they paid the waiving or the opening and closing from last year. But now everybody's got them, so it'll be the new pricing on everything. And that's all I got, unless you guys got something.
I'm just curious, did the county guys ever say anything about how it's working out with the salt up at Northwood?
Well, you're not going to get a truthful answer because the guy that drives that truck 90% of the time comes from Woodville, and he doesn't have to drive all the way to my Clover Road. He loves it.
Oh, I see.
And they send a truck to Maumee when there's two out here. A lot of times at night, you have that tandem over there is covering the whole township. Is the only truck you'll have. But during the day, they send two. If there's a bad enough event at night, if they have enough people and enough trucks, they'll send a single axle over like we got. So, you know, he doesn't have to drive all the way out there, so he likes driving to Northwood. And
so they leave the truck, county truck, at Northwood?
Yep, they actually made him a spot under an overhang someplace that they could plug it up. So far, there. I haven't heard any complaints out of it.
Didn't like to work with us, did they?
Well, we'll see. Because at the rate they go, they may not be over there for long. They won't put up with their machine full of salt and everything else, and them guys leaving it. So we'll see how long that lasts.
Anybody else got anything?
Nothing for Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. Bo?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Trustees report, you got anything on the cemetery, Joe, or?
Yeah, by this time next meeting, I'm going to have contacted the two new companies we met in Columbus, and I may even call Pogemeyer, so I'd like to really talk to three companies because I really think it's essential we get something going on the cemetery so we can get that moving along. So I'll have more report on cemetery options for layout next meeting.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Oh, Hall and Rental, I know you've been busy because people have been calling me. I memorized your number.
You're right. I have been busy. Nothing. I think we've only gotten one paying customer because everything else is...
It's not profitable.
Yeah. Don't get in the Hall Rental business.
No.
A lot of Cub Scouts, a lot of school activities. Clay hockey is actually going to come in April 3rd. April 7th, right behind the Broncos. We talked that out, and the Broncos promised to be out of here at 6:30 on the dot, and the clay hockey team said they'll clean up everything afterwards for the Broncos, so it kind of worked out for them. But
I think they did that for about 3-4 years.
he did. It's so
busy.
Busy, and the ones that we are getting, you know, these are retired firemen, retired, you know, or current employees, so not much for money. I think I got Joel one check so far, so that's all I got in Hall Rental. And we did get the check for, you have the check for the Bragg woman.
For the what?
Was it Bragg? Was that who it was?
The lad.
Lad. Yeah, I got it. And you're going to call her then?
I'll call her.
Okay.
I called her once, but I'll call her again.
Because she had a message there on the machine, so.
Okie doke. Thank you. Roads and Bridges, I guess Kevin said it all, basically. So, let's keep moving. Old business, Joel or Linda, anything going on with the phones? No? Okay.
More Linda than Joel.
What?
More Linda than Joel.
Okay, I didn't know who was going to do that. Land use update, Linda, anything?
No.
Oh, you did do that, so forget about it. Lucas County Township Association meeting. It was really good. It was the mayor spoke at that one, and it was interesting to hear him speak. I've heard him speak twice, and pretty good dude. And pretty good meeting too. I met a few more new people. There's some new township trustees on the other side of town. Fire chief update. Is anything going on with the Metro Parks or anything? Or
I met with Joe Fosno and. We're still waiting for, we discussed the pre-plans and waiting on them to identify the trails to do that. And then we'll have another meeting when after that gets done, and then we'll get closer to it. We'll have some walkthroughs and talk about calling in. We're going to do some exchange of numbers for our personnel to contact them in the event that we respond to an incident on the Metro Parks property. Who needs to be notified of whether it be a rescue or a fire type incident or anything of that nature. And so that's all. We're just open the doors, and that's where we're at.
Yeah, Chief, and I got to mention this too. I met Chief Kuzno at Timakag, and he had a lot of good ideas handling the Metro Parks.
Okay,
he's really full of information.
Well, I can network with Chief. Barry Kuzma, I know him. So I can certainly reach out to him and see if I can get some of his time and ask him how he deals with it for their department.
I've met him several times now. He's okay. The Temecog General Assembly was really good too. It's probably the biggest turnout they ever had. It was 50 years. They started it in 68. And there was a lot of good people there I met too. I was with the county engineer from Ottawa County. I sat with him and some other people, and real good meeting, real good. Ohio Township Association meeting, another good meeting. Joel and I stayed till, about 11 o'clock. We left Friday, and we had a couple meetings to stay, and I think we had each one in the morning, didn't we? And it was a good time in more ways than one. We'll jump on to new business. Bono Road, I called Patrick up. Patrick didn't know anything, but I called down to Finley, to his boss,
And he says, Bo, they, Grottle does have it, and at a 2-inch snow, Grottle will push snow and spread salt on Bono Road back there.
Great, perfect. So that'll stay open for the fire department.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yes. Great.
It was good to know that. I figured I should call and find out about it. Don't you guys forget about, there's that Allen Jerusalem Sanitary Sewer study. It's a meeting of February 15th at 2 o'clock. It's not really open to the public. It's just for the trustees and the commissioners. They still haven't really put out the area where they're going to put the sewers at yet, so I think we're going to kind of do that
That's day. Right here, right?
Yep, right here.
I'll be there.
And so that should be a pretty interesting meeting. Here we go for Joel. Joel needed a motion here for the records retention. Did you guys look at the record retention paper that he gave you?
Glanced
today?
At it.
No,
it was on our desk.
Oh, no, I didn't look at that. I'm sorry.
I'll just give a quick background. This is from the Ohio Historical Society, which is the recommended source for the records retention policy from the auditor of the state of Ohio. It breaks down more than just the fiscal records, but the fire department, police, rec, zoning, all of the township operations. And there's obviously a couple parts to this. There's the setting of records to them for storage. That's not where I'm at with this, but I'm more interested in what documentation can be destroyed, kept here on the premises, or could be sent to the Historical Society. And I think that would also follow along with our, if it's not in our employee handbook, be updated so it covers every department. And as an example, if we sell Medic 32 for the fire department, there's a real specific mention of what to do with all the documents for the vehicle. What would go with the new owner? Mm-hmm. That would be important to know, because that could be something right around the bend here.
So we need a resolution, I guess, to adopt this. So I make a resolution that we adopt the Ohio Township Records Manual, so we know what to do with stuff, I guess, and if it gets done or whatever. But
I'll second that.
Okay, roll call. Joe Kiss.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Dave Bench made the resolution. Joe Kiss seconded.
Bo Miller seconded.
Bo Miller did. Bo Miller.
Is it possible that I can get a copy of that so I can reference the fire department portion of it to see what we could view? Because we have
Joe, make copy.
Tremendous amount of records that have been lingering
okay.
And do need to be purged. Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, there. That Tony mentioned it too. Here, there's the EOC 101 March 22nd. 2018 at 9 a.m.
The 911 building.
911 building.
Emergency Operations Center.
Yeah.
Which is.
That's where we went for.
Yeah.
David's Bessie.
We got our name on the desk there.
Yep, we sure do. Jerusalem Township. Anybody else got any new business, Bo?
Yeah, I got a couple things here. We'll go with the phones first. I've been talking to the fire chief a little bit, and Kevin, I'm going to need a little bit of input from you on this. Joel, as after the first month of signing checks, I was noticing that we were signing checks for Frontier, we're signing checks for AT&T, we're signing checks for Spectrum, we're signing checks for Time Warner. And I had Joel run me some reports, and as of last year, and it's in here, for the AT&T, which is the long distance, we're paying $1,600 a year for long distance phone calling. Now, I know we pay for Kevin's cell phone, we pay for the chief's cell phone. Most of your cell phones have free long distance.
What line is that? What is that hooked up to? The copy machine?
I don't know. He's got whatever line it is there.
This is 691-8391.
No, that is the ring-in number for the fire department at the dispatch.
But, and that is a long-distance number that we've been paying on for...
To my knowledge, a couple of years ago, and maybe Tony can elaborate, Don was supposed to have gotten rid of that.
Well,
swear to God, I thought the same thing.
Here was the deal. I talked to him last night about this, and his fear is that we need to notify the public about it because he thinks people still have rotary phones, which if somebody's got a rotary phone in their house, it's a wall hang. It's a
decoration.
Yeah. So, if you're in an emergency, you're not going to look and dial 41969. You're going to dial 911. Okay.
I hope.
But why do we have a 691 number out here?
That would have been your original emergency number before 911.
Yeah, that was going all prior to 911. The little stickers
shouldn't even be on the book.
Distribute to phones.
So here's the deal. Anything from west of North, we were not long distance until Norton Road. Once it went past Norton Road, it had to be long distance. And we've been in that plan for years.
It's got to be canceled.
Okay. So I definitely want to look into canceling that line. Okay, if
and I'm 100% in agreement. Let's get this canceled. And if we need to put a in the
Metro
Press, if there's an ability to put a free little message that the Jerusalem Fire Department will no longer have this number in an emergency dial 911. When you go to most doctors or hospitals, when you call, if this is an emergency, call 911.
Hang up.
Correct.
So everyone is. Yeah. In tune to that.
So. Okay. So then that moves us on to Frontier Communications. Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. I just sent you a question. When he said that about the message, you should see if that number, if it's dialed, if it can automatically go to a message, you know, once it's canceled, if the phone company would go along with, hey, this, you've called a number that's no longer in service. If you have an emergency call. Oh.
And they may do that for 6 months or something, and then...
What's the number? 691 what? 8391?
Yeah. Which will go... That'll call you to... It's going to send you to dispatch. It's going to go to Oregon Dispatch. Sorry.
Hopefully.
Oregon 911, where is your emergency?
There is no emergency. This is Jerusalem Township checking this phone number. Excuse the call. No emergency. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is Jerusalem Township Fire?
No, this is Jerusalem Township Trustee Joe Kiss. We were checking a number. Sorry to bother you. No emergency.
Oh, no problem. Take
all right,
care.
Thanks. I'll be goddamn.
Still works.
It's still
active. Yeah.
So,
it's freaking unbelievable.
It's, you know, we're paying, Joel ran it. Like I said, it was $1,622 a year for that line. What do you mean? Nobody's going to call. So I definitely want to look into that, okay, and canceling that line. Jimmy?
Have you run a report with Oregon Dispatch to see how many calls they've gotten on that line?
No, we have not.
What's that?
One tonight.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to get that number.
It would be. It would be. Yeah. Right.
I recognize.
That's a complete waste of money.
Right. So then it goes into the Frontier landlines, the old, these are the landlines through Frontier. Now, what I'm guessing that I'm finding here, let me see it. We paid $3,900 last year for landlines. It looks like we have, from what I can gather out of what Joel gave me, we have two lines back here for the trustees. Or the trustee in zoning. There's a fax line back here, and then there's a line at the fire station. One line. So that's $3,900. So that's just for phones on that part. Then I've got bills for Spectrum for the Jerusalem Township Hall, and then I have one for the Jerusalem Township Fire Department. Two totally different bills. So I actually ran into Evan Schertz today, who's handling all the IT stuff up at the fire station. What I'd like to do is I'd like to get somebody from Spectrum out here and talk to him and say, this is what we got. I need one line at the fire station, a fax line, and then a fax line. If you guys want the fax line, so there'll be two lines there, one or two lines back here with our internet and have it bundled. Then we'd be down to two bills and possibly save us quite a bit of money. I mean, we're definitely going to save $1,600 by getting rid of one line. But probably everybody that's got Spectrum or Time Warner around here is bundled. They get their phone, their internet, and their cable through it. So Evan said to go ahead and talk to Time Warner and show them what we've got, what we want to do, and then he'd like to meet with them before we do anything because he handles all the wireless stuff up there and everything for the fire department right now.
Spectrum bought out Time Warner.
Right, yeah. Well, it's funny you say that because are these both?
And
Spectrum did, but you still make the check to Time Warner.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're bundled with Time Warner, because I just went through this at home. If you're bundled with Time Warner and you want to try to change your bundling,
yep.
They'll look at the bundling, what it's going to cost to Spectrum, and if Time Warner is still cheaper, then you can stay with that.
Okay.
You can go with either one.
Okay.
That doesn't matter here, but just so you know.
We went through the same thing. We found out that just by switching to Spectrum instead of Time Warner, our bill dropped like $30 a month, and we lost absolutely nothing. But I still write the check to Time Warner.
And it was going to go up over $20.
Really?
Yeah.
So
too much crap on that.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with this. Here. I'm gonna get Spectrum out here, Jimmy.
Can we address the new company coming out here and see if they're actually going to service the entire township?
Well,
I do because again,
you guys don't have it down brown, do you?
No.
Yeah. So, but I want to get them out here and look at, yes, about these phones, see if we can bundle this stuff and save some money. I mean, Like I said, I don't mind. I mean, we signed a lot of checks, but that was just kind of asinine to me. I was sitting there going, holy crap, we paid this one, and that threw a red flag. So I will try and have something for the next meeting if I can get a rep out here for that.
Sounds good.
So that was the first thing that I had.
Make sure you check on long distance, because there was a while that we didn't have long distance, and if I remember right, I talked to the AT&T person, so our long distance service might be AT&T.
That is. That is here. That's what it is.
Okay.
And actually, this bill...
That is our fax mission, too, and if we don't have it, we can't fax.
Right. Right. But you can, through the Time Warner business, they do it to where it's like a couple cents a minute, so when you're faxing something, it's... Could we have that at work? That's who we have as Time Warner there. So, but I'll dig into that and hopefully have an answer or some more information for next meeting. The next and my last, well, actually, I got two things. Real quick, we talked about Joe and I talked about possibly doing some flashing stop signs in the township at some bad intersections. Well, Kevin gave me the name to Mr. Ron Myers down at Lucas County Engineers, and I talked to him, and we had a very good conversation. Basically what it says, the Ohio Revised Code says, is there has to be 4.67 accidents per year at an intersection for 3 years before they'll change a intersection signage.
Mm-hmm.
However, he was willing to open, he had his interns open up an investigation on three intersections for me. Seaman and Cugino, Corduroy and Cugino, and Teach Out and Route 2. The one at Teach Out and Route 2 had to go to ODOT because since it's the state has that. But he was going to put in a request for that. He was going to have the interns work on the other two intersections for me. I've not heard anything back from him yet, but I will, you know, give us some time on that. He's supposed to email me with anything, but it's kind of sad that you could, you know, potentially lose, you know, at least three more, severely injure three more people at an intersection before they would possibly change signage. So even if we were willing to pay for him, we went through this whole thing. Very nice guy and was very willing to help. And he explained a lot of things to me about it, and I found out that I don't like government, mm-hmm, because it works way too slow and mm-hmm way too does not make sense. So,
Bo, what I thought when you was talking about it, you know, you guys talked about it down there, that we would get speed bumps faster than we get anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think speed bumps would be better, or those cut grooves would be better than even the flashing, because I've seen these drunks, you know, they drive down the road like this, and they're looking down, and
yeah,
they're not looking up. And
yeah. So there are definitely options that they might be able to bring to us to do that, you know, but it's sad that you got to have, you know, that many accidents for something to happen. So, what's that?
No.
Oh. So, sorry. The last thing is, and this has kind of been the hanging out there, and this is something that, you know, I said I wanted to do, and I wanted to do it, and that was I wanted to donate I was not taking the health insurance from the township, and I wanted to donate what was entitled to me to the Jerusalem Township Food Pantry. So I contacted John Burrell. I sent John Burrell my pay stub, which shows my deductions coming out. He said he didn't think there'd be a problem, but he was not going to do anything until there was a resolution placed by the Board of Trustees. So Joel then contacted Julie Sprouse through our insurance agency, and she printed off the Ohio Revised Code for us, and you guys have copies of this, and I highlighted it, and it says that an officer or employee may receive cash payment in lieu of benefits otherwise offered to township officers, employees, it says under those sections, there's a number there, but only if the cash payment does not exceed 25% of the cost of premiums. So, basically, if the insurance costs $1,000 for me to be on it, the township can reimburse me $250, which in turn I can reimburse to the Jerusalem Township Food Pantry.
That's got to be a new ORC.
It says, no cash payment in lieu of benefits shall be made pursuant to this section unless the officer or employee signs a statement affirming that the officer or employee is covered under another health care. So I would have to sign a statement to Jerusalem Township saying that I am covered under my health care at work.
Not requesting. And then you can turn in your
then bills. I can request to be reimbursed by insurance money, which then in turn can be donated to the Jerusalem Township Food Pantry. But I need a motion from the board. Then it goes to John Burrell. Then we can present this to John. This came right from Julie Sprouse, right, Joel?
Yes.
That's who you contacted.
Wait a minute, though. We need the health insurance. There's a clause there, remember? You have to prove to us that you have your health insurance.
Well, I have to sign a paper, and we can have Joel notarize it that I'm stating I have health insurance.
Okay.
So, you know, basically where we're at is we need to have a resolution saying, yes, we'll reimburse them. And then I have to go through this process of providing you a paperwork saying that I do get it.
First, I want to see
he wants to see the health insurance stuff first.
Yeah.
So we can have Joel notarize it? And,
yeah.
Okay, so we'll do it the next meeting.
Well, that's what it says here. It wants us to have that.
Yeah,
right.
That's fine.
So, do it right.
So we'll type something up, Joel, for the next business meeting.
Okay.
Stating that I have health insurance, and then...
Perfect.
You can notarize it, and then we can send this off to John Burrell and go from there.
Sounds good, Bo.
No problem.
Food pantry's going to love it.
You'll also
Dick's going to eat good.
Then from Julie on what your health care would be here so you can do that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because if my health insurance is, say it's $2,000 at work and it's only $1,000 here, well, they're not going to give me 25% of... Two. Which, did you run that? Did she run that number? What was it? Do you remember?
So many numbers are in my head right
now. Okay. We did have that number, and we'll get that so we can figure that out. So sure.
Yeah, we need that too.
Yeah. So we'll contact Julie. I'll get Julie's number and figure out what it'll be for me.
Because we don't want to make a resolution that we don't know what we're talking
about. No.
So we'll have to do that at the next meeting and get that taken care of. So
sounds good.
I will contact Julie. And proof of insurance. That's all I've got.
Anybody out there have anything to say, or this is your time?
I make a motion that we adjourn tonight's regularly scheduled meeting.
I'll second that motion.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Joe Kiss.
Yes. Dave, I gave you an opportunity to speak. I got nothing to
say. Joe Kiss made the motion, seconded by Bo Miller.
What's Chief, Nancy, here's your...
What's Nancy
I think I put it over here.
Same
traffic.
storm and pursue. Yeah. One more bid.
I don't know. Did he say?
That one is playing pretty well. Huh?
Well, okay.
Yeah. Do we have around? Do you know anybody's got? He's got contacts now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's gotten over the freaking hump of trying to see through falling off glasses and not wearing glasses and stuff. That helped a little bit. 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 That helped a little bit.